My people, my people, my people, what is up? We are back on the Swerving Podcast, and Happy New Year. We all made it, man. Happy New Year 2025. I think it's the year to vibe, man, the year to grow. I think we all just got a lot going on that we need to just put into process. You know, it's the year of doing, you know. Let's put the procrastination to aside, you know. Them things we want to do, let's attack. It's time to attack now. We're all getting older. Time is not promised. Time is of the essence, and we just got to take advantage of that every day. So let's all attack in 25, man. I feel like a lot of the people I'm surrounded by just got a lot to do and a lot they want to do. So I feel like them things are about to come in motion, you know. But time has to happen in everything, so I do understand that. But, hey, Happy New Year, man. We all made it. We all made it. Cannot wait. But it was a tough year too, though. Super tough year. I dealt with some losses. Dealt with some having to restart with a couple things. Had to purchase a new car. I think it was just like the growing up year, the mentally challenged year. And I highly accepted it. You know, it's got me going into like the. Into the motion and shift I wanted to move in, career-wise and all that. I think that I thought I would have it figured out at 25, but I'm okay that I don't, you know, because I kind of got to experience some things that I thought I wanted to do and didn't want to do. Started a new business that I love, got a new job within that I love, and I kind of want to further a career within that, within the new job I'm at, and I'll speak with on later in the podcast. But just kind of just been getting comfortable to get uncomfortable while my time being in St. Louis, so that's helped me a lot. St. Louis is a place where like you just got to get it, you know. If you want to do something, no one's going to really help you to do that. It's just about putting the foot forward and making it happen, getting your name out there, networking, and yeah, getting people to just know who you are. I think St. Louis is great at that, making you get uncomfortable to get comfortable. If you want to make something happen, you just got to do that. And that's in anything, man. There's no handouts in this world. You can't just expect things to happen and it happen. So yeah, you got to buy into the things you want to do and make that happen more. I think that's why I took a little time off from the podcast. I didn't want to just come to St. Louis and rush into things. So like I took time to see what people were doing, see if anybody was podcasting, how they were doing it, and really nobody was podcasting, so I was kind of proud of that, because I got to take the time to kind of rebrand and what I want to do within things. So helped me a lot, and I just kind of got to network and connect to people and make a good guest list of guests that I want to talk to, so I can attack things how I want to do. And if you know me, man, I started podcasting from shit, the OG. Like I just had my cell phone that I was recording off of, and my voice would just carry long enough to make it sound all right. But once you start buying into the quality of things and how podcasts really work, you just got to do all the things right, all the small things. So especially being in St. Louis, like if you're doing a podcast and want people to come on, you got to have, like, you know, you just got to invest in yourself in the things you want. So like the cameraman, the mics, the setups, everything matching. And that's just more of what I had to buy into, because it's easy, like the podcasting part is the easiest part, but bringing it to life and like knowing the vibe and bringing it in, like I can send this to a potential guest, like, hey, this is what I bring to the show. I want to just be able to broadcast that to where, like, yeah, I think when people come to St. Louis, they're going to want to hop on the Swerving Podcast. So that's more the brand I've been kind of trying to sweep up and rebrand. So it's kind of taking some time, just kind of buying into some camera people. We got a meeting tomorrow with Miss Cammy Cruz. I hope goes phenomenal. So cannot wait for that. And she does great work. So yeah, I'm just trying to just get in the real side of things, you know, like this is going to be like TV almost. So I got great guests on. So why not make the quality just as great? You know, can't half ass, can't be can't do great things and do it half-assed. So everything's got to be fire. Content's got to be fire. Videos got to be fire. So that's kind of more of where the Swerving has been at and getting ready to. So that will be revamping in the taking off in January. starting to shoot within this week, next week. So just be on the lookout for that. And that's kind of why I hopped on today, to just to close out the old year, let people know what was going on, and to give them the scoop on what to look for, because it's about to happen. I can't wait to bring Swervin into St. Louis. So it's really my first time. And just being up here now, people know who I am. So I cannot wait to get going. It's going to be something great that the city needs, I think. And but yeah, other than that, been in August, I started at the Biscuit Joint. So I was umpiring baseball, and I'm always at Omen Coffee and Biscuit Joint's right there. So I would, just drink my coffee about noon, go over with the boys and get a sandwich, talk to them for a little bit, while they just got off from closing shift and stuff. And one day we were all hanging out and they were like, all right, Swerve, you got to go. So I kind of just like picked up the broom and started sweeping. And they were like, man, why don't you just work here? And I was like, hell, why not? Because it was going to, I knew my detailing was going to slow down soon because it's going to get cold. So I needed a second job anyway. So that kind of just worked out perfect. And them guys are my homies. So what's work didn't even feel like work. And what's work didn't even feel like work. And it's just like a blessing, man. Like, I just love selling good food. And like, I was a customer first. So it's so easy to not even persuade people. Like, it's just so easy to tell people like what to get. And they just have that trust in you to get good food. And like Chef Elliot, Chef Brandon, Cam and Josh, some guys are awesome. So like, the vibe is just like, I know everything's gonna be cooked fire to a T. So I'm not gonna sell something that is like, is not it. So it's just great being around guys that cook with love and bring the vibes, because like, people want to come back and people appreciate good food. So that's why I appreciate being at the Biscuit Joint, because I feel like food brings people together. Everyone wants to be fed great and served like cleanliness and all that, and want to be able to like remember people. And I feel like we bring all those services. Like, we're saying, hey, as soon as you come to the door, thank you when you're leaving. And it's just like a vibe, So the Biscuit Joint's just a place that I'm just very thankful for being at in this moment of my life, and things are just going to keep growing. So, I wash dishes right now, but I'm just chilling. Hopefully I grow within the brand because I love it so much, but, time just has to happen in things. So just come get them biscuits, make them jump, baby. And, just biscuits and beats, I think, will be a cool thing that's coming up. And Chef and them, they're all with the vibes, we all listen to rap music. We all just vibe, because I feel like Chef says Biscuit Joints is for like the kids in the 90s and stuff. And I definitely feel like it's that. Like, we're bumping rap music, 90s rap music, just in there vibing. And, if we're vibing, the food's going to be fire. So that's what it's all about, man. I think it's a place you just got to come check out and see for yourself. And once you come, we like to say, I know you'll be back. So yeah, you'll be back for sure. And I've been spending a lot of time there. What else have I been doing? Just spending the house more, man. I quit drinking alcohol last year. So not like, I'll drink beer and stuff on NFL Sundays, but I got away from the liquor side of things. So I've been a year clean of liquor, and it kind of just like changed my like perspective of thinking and like hanging out. I don't have to be in the bar all the time and stuff. Like, it's not that I don't want to be around people, but I'd rather just go home and, everyone knows I have a better time watching a couple movies and going out anyways. So, I've just always, that's just things that I've always have bought into. So I feel like giving up liquor was an easy thing. And my mom, she kind of like always has battled with that and stuff too. But, it's just been a good year, like, of not going out and feeling hangovers at all and being in places I don't want to be in, spending an absurd amount of money at a bar for a few drinks and a few hours of fun. So that was a sacrifice I gave up, and it helped me a lot, my clarity of thinking. I think, like, drinking liquor was never me anyways. Like, I'm that guy that takes shots and instantly gets nauseous. So I just never, I just never was the guy that wanted to be in the area where shots was going up and things. So, that's why I just play Madden and stick in the house and trying to get podcast guests and stuff and just stay creative, because yeah, just sacrifice that. And yeah, my life has kind of just been better thinking, you know, I've really tapped into that being okay with kicking it myself stage. And I feel like a lot of people cannot do that in St. Louis. It's a weird thing. I'll see people out literally every night of the week. And, you know, some people go out every night of the week and still work, but it's just like, damn, where's the balance at? Where are you getting clarity from, like, at all, if you're always out? So I just don't understand where some people's thought process of, you know, just being out all the time goes. But hey, everyone moves different, and I don't judge. But that's where I've been in 2024, just more isolated, more thinking, and it's all kind of just been towards the podcast, because this is my baby, and I've just been wanting to grow that the best I can and make things happen. So I've been having to take a lot more self time to figure out how I want my craft to brighten and become. So I've just been dialing into that, man. I just really have. It's been a year of smacking parlays too. Staying the sports bet. I'm actually sitting here watching the Texas Arizona State game right now. I got the -8. They're about to score as we talk. And yeah, like, I think I only lost like $200 betting $5,000 all year last year. So it was a great gambling year, learning how to gamble smarter too. So that helps me a lot, doing two leg parlays more rather than an eight legger for $10, you know. Like, if you think something's gonna happen, bet less legs on it. So we in the kitchen, me and Chef LA, we like to bet. So I've been doing that, like, smarter, and I went up in December, so hopefully we can carry that to 25 and just get that going more. I love sports, so I've always been the guy, like, hell, I'm not gonna buy a scratch off bet when I can just drive across and place a sports bet and win a triple the amount of money. So I've been doing that more and buying in. If you watch it, I feel like you can really make it an investment. So I love sports. I'm thankful for them, and I'm thankful I can make money off watching them. But you gotta have balance in everything. Like, don't do it if you can't afford it. Don't do it if you have problems of losing. Like, because you might as well consider a loss as soon as you bet it, because most of the time they're winning. And if you can't take a loss, just don't do it at all. So this is not me trying to provoke anybody to start gambling, but I'm just talking about what I've been on this past year, just to swerve shit. So I've just been kicked back in parlays and, you know, vamping the pod and stuff, just doing me. So just really been tapped in. So I can't wait for 25 really to get kicked off. I feel like we all know what we're, like, doing here in this life, like, on Earth, but it just, you know, time just has to happen in all ways. So we can only stay within you and the true grounds of yourself and what you got going on, loving your family the best you can, just, you know, creating routines to create a better you each day. And that's just truly just what I've been trying to tap into. And 24 was a good year, but I feel like this year is me. So it's my year, and I just got to attack it, and it'll be the year I make it. And I feel like that's everything in life, though. Like, everything is what you make it. We all have the opportunity to do the same things, but people just don't take the same advantage. And I'm gonna do that more. So there's no reason I can't be podcasting with whoever I want to out here. It's just a matter of being consistent and doing it, you know. Even if I gotta come on here and just drop a 15-minute episode of just what I'm doing and catching up, that matters, you know, keeping your people on tabs and stuff, and just you know, growing the brand. So this is a brand, and I just really feel the shift coming on. So I can't wait to get it going. I think I got, like, for guests for 25, I got Second Try. He's a photographer coming on. Zach Stack's coming on. He's a vintage clothes seller, influence traveler. My guy, he travels all around, and he's a big foodie. So we're going to talk, like, food, fashions, and all that with Zach. We're going to I got Chef Elliot coming on. And we're going to talk, obviously, the biscuit joint. We're going to talk Elliot, you know, growing up. He lived in New York. He lived in Iowa for some time. Chef Elliot actually is he actually went through sobriety and stuff, is and now a recovered alcoholic and hasn't drank in, like, I think, like, 900 days or something. So yeah, Chef had to, he sacrificed a lot to get into the biscuit and become like his bigger version of the self. So that's kind of all people I've been surrounded by right now, just people that I see myself in, and that's, like, that's the journey I've been on right now. So, like, the set in the the guest list is like, that's all around that. Like people, I'm not trying to talk to people if they don't get me going. So all these guests that I got lined up and stuff, it's just like, oh yeah, I feel like everyone in St. Louis is gonna rock with. And yeah, like I just feel like I bring a good conversation with everybody. Like I want to get these people energized and just ask different questions. You know, it's not about having a set list of questions written down. And it's just about asking, knowing the person and asking questions from the heart to get to know them better. And I think that's what the Swerving Podcast is all about. So, yeah, that's what I bring to the table. And I can't wait to have all these guests in. And if you got something going on that you want to have guests on the podcast, DM me. I'm all about that. I'm all about sitting down with people, getting to know them, and growing together. It's all about, you know, growing who we are and letting people know what we got here in St. Louis. So let's make that stuff happen. And it's going to happen within hard work and buying into each other. So, like I said, this whole podcast has to happen. And, yeah, it's going to come together, man. But, yeah, I didn't want to keep y'all too long. Just wanted to check in, kind of give you guys an update on what was happening in my life right now and kind of wrapping out 24. So Swerving Podcast is back in effect. But, you know, it is always Swerving Sundays. So I'll be recording Mondays and Wednesdays with some guests. And just kind of taking off from there. So be looking out for drops on dates and stuff because things are about to get rolling. YouTube-wise, Spotify, Swerving Podcasts everywhere. So, yeah, stay blessed out here, man. Let's attack this year. Let's get after it. Set lists, make goals, take the vacation out the group chat. It's the year to be great, and it's the year to make things happen. So tap into yourself and go beyond. Swerve-o out.